Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. It's been such a long time. Oh my God, I don't even know how my intro works since I stopped podcasting for such a long time. And in this episode, we will talk about exactly this topic. So we will dig deeper into the topic of the fear of starting off again. So if you're right now in a situation where you're scared to start off again because you fear the judgment of others or you think it's not worth it, then this podcast episode is definitely for you. And on top of that, we will also talk about opening up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever social media platform you use when it comes to faith. Because you will see at the end of the podcast episode that these two topics are so connected, especially when it comes to my story. And I believe that this story can change someone else's life. So I would say, let's get directly into it. To give you guys a little overview, why I stopped podcasting, what happened. So for the ones that don't know me, that are new here, I was running this podcast for a year, and I was being very consistent. Like, I was dropping every single week or even like two times a week a new episode. But one thing that happened is that I was very overwhelmed. So I was running beside my podcast, also my Instagram account, that is also my business. So my Instagram account had the biggest priority, and I was posting three times a day there. I was doing everyday stories, and then I also started with a YouTube channel. So I was posting one time a week a vlog, one time a week a mindset video where it was kind of like in a podcast setting, and then one time a week like a business related video. And as you can see, it was a lot. And I believe like we all have like a physical energy, like we all have this physical energy that we're using to work out, to do all these physical things that we need to do in our day-to-day life. But I also believe that we have I would say like a mind energy, like a type of, I would say, charismatic energy. And my charismatic energy was literally running at zero the whole time. Like, I was constantly on red numbers with my energy level. When it came to performance, when it came to speaking in front of cameras, because I was 24/7 just on in front of the camera. And one thing that maybe some of you guys know that are listening to this podcast for a longer time is English is not my first language, as you can hear literally from the first 2 minutes of me talking, making already like five mistakes. But I simply don't care. So I just learned English 3 years ago, because I started a business in the English speaking market. So when I talk English, I feel like I even need to take more energy because I need to focus even more when I speak. And yeah, this is what happened. Like, I was very overwhelmed with the situation, and I decided to give myself a break. And the thing was that I gave myself a break already two times. Look, I was running the podcast for almost a year. Then I stopped for 3-4 months. Then I started off again with one episode, telling everyone, yeah, I'm going to be consistent now, and you're going to see now again every week a new episode. And then I stopped again. And what happened with me in this moment is that I, first of all, lost the trust in myself when it came to recording podcast episodes because I couldn't keep my own promise. And beside of that, I also felt like I couldn't keep the promise I gave my audience. And one thing that I'm very known for, like everyone that is following me on Instagram and that is especially following me since day one, like, you know, whatever I set my mind to, whatever I speak out, you will see me in a few weeks or a few months literally doing it. Like, there's no way of me telling you guys I'm going to do this and that and then I'm not going to do this. So I was kind of ashamed of myself and also disappointed about myself. And it was really hard for me to find the courage again to start off this podcast. So, and I spoke to a lot of different people and always kind of got the hint, okay, maybe I should start again my podcast. Maybe I should do it again. Maybe I should, and so on. And one thing that I really believe in, especially when it comes to starting off things again, is you need to keep trying until it works. To give you a business example, when I started my business, I literally started so many different business models, and I started the current business that I'm running right now from so many different angles till it worked. To give you an example, I started with social media agency, then I did even real estate, then I did dropshipping, I did Amazon FBA. I was selling digital products like ebooks before all these people came with the, oh, sell digital products so you can get rich type of hype. Like, I was selling literally digital products 5 years ago through a Shopify store. Like, that's how you did it back then. Like, you were running Shopify stores, but with digital products. This is what I did. Like, and then I was running theme pages, and with Instagram theme pages, I kind of found my winning horse that I then turned into coaching and consulting. And this was at the end my winning business model. As you can see, I did so many different business models and I gave them so many different tries till I found something, it worked. And it wasn't something that just happened from one day to another day. Like, this was something that happened, like, it was a period of 2 to 3 years until I was making serious money. And what makes serious money? With serious money, I mean, like, you can really, like, quit your 9-to-5 job and you can completely focus on business. Like, till I came to this point, like, literally 2-3 years passed and 5-6 different business models and literally 15-20 different tries. And one thing that I want to make sure for you guys, you need to be delusional. I know so many people on Instagram and also so many people on social media in general, they tell you that every single day. But you need to be that delusional that you need to be sure that you're going to get it. Because if you think about it, let's say you have that one goal, you have that one project that you want to master, that one thing that you want to get, build, whatever, like the business, the relationship. Imagine try number 10 is the try that will make you successful. And now imagine you had try number 3 and you say, oh my god, let me literally, like, just quit, let me stop that, let me end it here. Imagine if you give it 7 more tries, you finally get it, and at the end of the day you will come to your goal. Like, there is no other way than that you're coming to your goal. I'm 100% sure that God planted that goal, that dream inside of your heart for a reason. If it's not meant for you, you will not have the desire to get it. So therefore, I truly believe that you should try as many times as possible. And I don't mean by that just giving it blindlessly a try, because this is the mistake that a lot of people do. They literally tell me, yeah, Maribel, but I already started off like 20 times and it doesn't work out for me. Yeah, but what is the way how you tried it out again? Like, from which angle did you try it out again? Sometimes you need to adjust your perspective, and sometimes you need to also adjust your strategy. Because if God gives you challenges and if he shows you, okay, it doesn't work out like that for you, you know you're doing something wrong. You need to step back, you need to reflect, and you need to readjust. So, and this is the same thing that you need to do every single time you want to give something a try. Feel free to step back, feel free even to step 2 times back, but reflect, readjust, and directly go and get it again. So, and this is the same way how I saw it with the podcast at some point. I just realized for myself, first of all, there's nothing wrong at all with taking a break. And I feel like it was meant for me to take a break, to reflect. Because I was running this podcast, like I said, for almost a year. I love to talk on this podcast, But somehow I felt like it was not going 100% in the direction where I wanted to go. For example, if you go back to a few more episodes where I talk about like how I found my sparkle again, I already felt like, okay, the podcast needs to go in a different direction, but I did not know in which direction. And here we are coming to the next topic that I want to combine with this topic, the topic of faith. So I asked God, God, please let me know if I, first of all, should start off again with the podcast, like if I should keep doing it. And the other thing is, in which direction should I move the podcast? Should I talk about different things? Should I have a bigger focus on certain things? Like, what should I talk about inside of this podcast? So, and what happened is that God literally delivered. And this is something that you need to be aware of. Like, God will always deliver. There's no way, I can promise you, there's no way that God will not give you an answer to your prayers. There's literally no ways. It might take some time. It will probably not happen tomorrow. It's the same thing like with the gym. For example, if you're going to the gym, if you have set yourself like the goal of that one dream body, you start working out, like you go to the gym, you show up, for example, you read your Bible, you go to the church, you talk to God, you pray, whatever you do, like pick your one for your religion or for your faith system, whatever it is. Like you do that every day. Of course, you will probably not see the results like a week after. Maybe like in the second week you will feel it. Maybe in the third week. You know, it takes some time. Also, depending if you're ready to receive it. So, and the thing is that some of you are not capable of hearing God and seeing his signs, even if he's speaking very clearly to you guys, because you're so distracted. Like you're so focused on everything else that is going on, and you're so focused on all the problems, but you're not focused on the solution. It's the same thing with business. It just makes logical sense. Like if I want something in business and I want to figure out something, I could either focus on a problem and then see all the problems, but then I'm totally distracted from all the solutions that I actually have around me. And this is the same thing how I see like the type of communication with God and me. So, and I was in a time where I was very focused. Like I was sharp. I could hear him very clearly. So, and I could also realize if it was a sign from him or if it wasn't a sign from him. And like I said, I asked him like, hey, if I should continue the podcast, then please give me a sign for that. And if so, like in which direction I should move the podcast. So, and one thing that happened is that different type of people with different type of messages literally just stepped into my life, and I knew they're coming from him. I met a girl here in Bali. She was following me on Instagram, and she reached out to me and asked me if I would love to meet her because she's also right now in Bali, and I saw that she's doing similar stuff. Like she's also like an online business owner, and we directly catched a vibe. So and then I said, yeah, of course I would love to meet you, and I'm always so open for stuff like that because I believe that God puts certain type of people for a reason in your life. Like every single person, I can tell you, I can tell you every single person what's their purpose in my life. Like I know it. So, and this is the feeling that I had with her. So I went for dinner with her. We had an amazing conversation. Like I said, we directly catched a vibe. And then she started talking about my podcast. And she was like, wow, what a pity that you stopped podcasting. I loved your podcast. And I remember that you said this and this. And I already know this because this is this what you said in this and this podcast episode. Like she loved the podcast, and she wasn't just a random girl. Like she was a serious business owner. Like she was the type of person that I would say, okay, this person would probably not literally waste their time on a 1 hour podcast if it's not good. Like this girl is busy. So, and when she said that to me, like she empowered me so much to really think deeper about that podcast situation, because the way how she talked about it, like, she made me realize that I'm truly changing life with this podcast, even though I'm just literally documenting my own journey, documenting my own learnings, and sharing everything that I do in my life. This might be the survival guide for someone else. So, and after the meeting with her, I had another very interesting encounter. Because as you guys know, I also asked him, hey, please let me know in which direction I should move the podcast. Like, if I should talk about the same things. So, and there was one day. And then on this one day, I went for lunch. Same place where I always go for lunch. So, and I always meet some random people here and there. But this time I kind of felt like I should go definitely for lunch today there. Like, I should be there at this and this time. So I packed my stuff, my laptop, and went to this cafe here in Bali. So, and it was packed. It was so full. And the only seat that was available was on a high table. So, and there was sitting like 5 other people. So, and the waiter told me, okay, hey, there's the only seat where you can sit. It was between like all these people on that high table. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't mind like sitting close to people. You never know who you can meet, etc. So then I sat there and I directly smelled a specific scent. And let me tell you, like, God always knows how to talk to you. He always knows it, and he always knows how to create a sense of, I would say, how to make you comfortable in an environment so you can open up. I was smelling the smell of one guy that I was dating for like months, but it was like a positive, like, experience with him. Like, even if it did not work out with us, we're really good friends right now. Like, I feel really like comfortable, secured with him. Like, he knows so many secrets and so many things about me that a lot of people don't know, because I trust him so much. And I directly smelled his scent. It's like a type of oud scent. Like, it's actually like it's a perfume from Louis Vuitton, like a specific oud scent there. So, and I directly smelled it. I was like, who's smelling that good? I said to the people like beside me, like just like that, because I felt comfortable. So, and then one girl said, it's me. And then I was like smiling at her and I said, wow, you smell so good. And she said, thank you. And then we directly catched a vibe and I was like, yeah, where are you from? And she's like, hey, I'm from Berlin. And I said, oh, cool. I literally grew up in Germany. And then we started talking. And then she told me that she's a business owner and that she's traveling since 3 years. And I directly knew, okay, she's one of mine. Like, she's one of my people. So, and then she left quickly and her friend that sat beside of her that was working on her laptop, she said like, hey, my name is da-da-da-da-da, how are you doing? And then I started talking with her. And when I started talking with her, it also felt like I felt so comfortable. It felt like home. Like, you know, these type of people where you directly know, okay, these are your people and you can open up. And we started talking and literally the next, literally 5 minutes, she asked me, yeah, by the way, we want to go to that one club on Friday. You want to join us? And I said, yeah, let me see if I have time on this day. Let's exchange Instagram. And then we exchanged our Instagrams and I checked her page while I was sitting there. And I was then seeing in her bio, she was running a Christian podcast. And I was like, wow, you're Christian. And she said, yes, you too? And I said, yes. And we were directly like, you know, catching even more vibes. Because you need to know, like, in Bali, you don't find a lot of Christian people. Like, a lot of people are very, like, more spiritual in the sense of, like, Hinduism. So they believe, like, in the universe. They believe, like, in all these different things. You know what I mean with that. So, and we directly catch up. We were like, oh my God, it's so cool to meet you, etc. And it's also so cool that you're running that Christian podcast. Tell me more about that. And then she opened up. She told me more about the Christian podcast that she's running and what she's doing for a living, like, and all these things. And we directly catch the vibe and we said like, hey, we definitely need to meet again. So, and when I had these informations, I knew, okay, hey, it's definitely time for me to start off again the podcast, because I know that I have so many experiences when it comes to life, when it comes to business, when it comes to spirituality, that could be a survival guide for someone else. And my goal and my mission that God has for me, my purpose, it is to change as many lives as possible. It is not to make as much money as humanly possible or to become as famous as possible. It is to change as many lives as possible. And this is something that I needed to realize the hard way this year, because I was a person that was always very like ego driven. I was very money driven. And God needed to literally let me go through some hardships to humble me down. And I'm so grateful for it, because now I realize what really matters. And it matters how many lives have you been able to change. Because God gave me influence. And trust me, this is one of the biggest blessings that He can give to you. If you are capable of building a following and having an influence, you better have a positive influence on the people. So, and I was always a person that loved to help other people, because I always see kind of also myself in them. And I always realize, okay, hey, if I would have been in that situation, like if I look back at my old or past self, like I would have wished that someone would have taken me by the hand and would have helped me to really change my life for the better. Because I needed to figure out everything by myself. And me literally speaking once a week here into a freaking mic, it doesn't cost me a single penny. And for me also, it relieves me, because it's like a diary for me. Like I'm just documenting my journey. I'm just documenting everything that I'm going through. And it gives me a positive feeling, especially if I know, okay, I can change other people's life. So this is the first learning that I've made from the encounter with this girl. So every single time I ask for something and God gives me a sign, I always ask myself, okay, what does He wants me to do with that? Why exactly chose He this type of sign? Because He could also have told me that in so many different other ways, but why this person, and why this type of messaging that she gave me, you know? And this is the realization from the first encounter that I made. And from the second encounter that I made, I realized that I was literally hiding for so long my faith from my community. And some of you that are like the real ones from literally day one, you know that I always kind of gave you a hint about my faith, about my journey as a Christian. Like I always gave here and there like a few hints, but I never dig deeper into it. And the reason why I never dig deeper into it was because I was running a business on my community. Of course, not specifically the podcast community, but on my community on Instagram. So, and if you're running a business on a personal brand, on a community, you need to be very careful about the things that you spread out to your community, because they can influence your cash flow in a positive or in a negative way. And I always wanted to be very neutral, because I don't wanted to like literally let people go away from me, you know? Like I was fearing rejection, to be honest, when I was like opening up about my faith. But one thing that I literally realized is that I can't live forever like that, because it's becoming such a big part of me and my life. Like in the last 12 months, like I believe like in Jesus, in Christ since more than 5 years, like on such a deep level, like now. Like it was always like that. Like literally nothing changed. The only thing that changed is that I started speaking up. But especially like in these 12 months, I literally went the rabbit hole so down, and I literally created such a strong relationship with God that it's no longer possible for me to shut up about that. Like every time I meet someone and I start talking with them, every single friend, every single person that met me in person, they will tell, like, she will literally speak about God after the next 15 minutes. Like, she will start speaking about God. This is me. So, and I just realized, hey, if I'm going to document my journey, if I'm going to still do that here on my podcast, I should be open to speak about my faith. Like, I should be strong enough to go out with it. Because yes, I tried to hide my relationship with Jesus so much because I also feared that maybe people could influence that relationship in some kind of way. Because I know myself and I'm a person that is really quickly to influence. Like, you can influence me so easily, but in these 12 months, I literally felt that God was about to, like, his plan was to make this relationship so strong that no matter what storm is coming, no matter what person is coming, this relationship can be destroyed. Like, no one can get me away from him. And this is the situation where I am right now. Like, I feel like strong enough to talk about it, to open up, to be vulnerable, and to show real authenticity. Oh my God, you guys get me. So, and this is why I then realized after having that second encounter with this girl that was running this Christian podcast, okay, hey, I should speak about my faith. Because if I do it in person, if this is the real me that is 24/7 talking about it, then I also should do it on my podcast. So, and what I mean by that, God is the center of my life. Like, literally everything that I do here is literally something that he influenced me to do. Like, it's not something where I said, oh no, I'm going to do that, I want to do that. No, I ask him and he literally gives me a sign. The same thing with my podcast. I ask him, hey, should I start my podcast? And he does it. Because at the end of the day, his will anyways will be done, no matter what I do. So therefore, I better go with him and I literally save myself a few challenges that will literally just maybe like waste my time. And I directly go with his direction. And what I did at this time to, I would say, give myself also like a final push to speak more about that topic, I told God about that. I told him, like, hey, look, I have this limiting belief that I can't speak about my faith with my community and on Instagram. And I also don't know what to do. And I also don't know how I should speak about it. How much should I speak about it? And look what happened. I was going to the church in Dubai. And I'm a person, I never been really to the church like consistently, like till like 2 months ago. Like 2 months ago, I started going to the church consistently because one of my friends brought me to a church in Dubai. It's really amazing. It's modern. I understand finally everything. I don't know if you have the same feeling, but every time I go to a church, like I would say like these churches like in Germany, I don't understand. I really don't understand. I'm like, I just have like a big question mark on my head. But this was a church. It was so easy to understand. I felt so comfortable. And I felt like, okay, it's definitely the right thing to go there. So, and this day I was going by my own. And God literally spoke to me and told me, please stay longer. And after the sermon, like after the church is over, usually the people go into another room where there's like some coffee and some biscuits and they start talking in their groups. So they're not by themselves. They're literally just in little groups and talking with their friends or with the people that they know. So, and I was new at this church and I wasn't with my friend there this day. Like I was completely by myself. And I knew that when he was telling me that, I was like, oh my God. So I'm the most extrovert person you need to know. Like I don't mind talking to strangers. I don't have a problem literally being literally jumping into the cold water with a group of strangers and making new friends. But when it's a church setting, like I'm a bit more, I don't want to say intimidated, but it's something new for me. Like the church setting in general, like speaking with all these other believers, it's something completely new for me. So, and it was kind of like a bit challenging for me. And I thought, okay, he told me I should stay here. Then I'm going to stay here because I know he's saying it for a reason. So, and I just got myself a tea. Like literally, I just came out of the ballroom where the church was, got myself a tea, and then I just stand there, literally in the middle of the room. I just stand there and I was drinking my tea. 2 minutes later, a woman came with her little daughter. "Oh my God, are you not Maribel from Confidently Woman?" And I said, "Yes." Said, "Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. I'm following you since such a long time. And wow, you're here at the church. I love it." And she said, like, "Yeah, you should come more often. Maribel, please do not stop going to the church. And you should talk about this on Instagram. Like, I think people would love it. And I feel so empowered by seeing you here in that church and living out your faith. And I know it would empower so many other women in your community if you will talk about that." Oh my God, guys, goosebumps. Like, literally, I was about to sob. I was like, "Oh my God, like, you are just amazing. Like, the way you talk to me, it's like, I got goosebumps all over my body." And I was like, this is the sign that I was waiting for. This is the sign that I was waiting for to finally speak up about it on Instagram, to finally share with people also my spiritual journey that influenced, at the end of the day, my business journey, my mindset journey, but also my relationship journey, my health journey, like my life at overall, I would say. So, and after this encounter, like, I knew, okay, hey, it's time to start off this podcast. So, and one thing that I realized in this time, like in this phase of me having this break from my podcast, is every single break has its purpose. To give you one example from my break, I just realized that God wanted to have me on purpose, literally reflecting, literally asking for things. He wanted to prepare me. He wanted to change my heart so that I'm actually ready to receive his blessing. Because if he would have told me, let's say, half a year ago when I was restarting my podcast, the last time, and he was telling me, like, "Yeah, by the way, Maribel, you're going to do this and this podcast, and you're going to talk about this and this and this," I would be overwhelmed. I would like be, why should I? Like, is it really the direction that I need to go? No, he literally put me into situations. He literally framed me right for literally months till I was ready to receive the blessing and to start this journey, to start this mission that he has for me now with this podcast. So, and if you're right now in a waiting period, embrace that waiting period. He will speak to you. He puts you in that situation for a reason. Start to reflect, start to ask, start to try out different things. Start to think about the way how you started off last time. Maybe there's something that you need to adjust. Maybe there's something that you need to do differently so that it works out this time. And I'm 100% sure that this time, maybe I will start off again, but I believe that this time it will last at least for another couple of months. And this time it feels so right to start off again. So I believe you guys have a lot of questions, and I'm so here to answer them now here in the last few minutes. Probably the biggest question that you have on your mind is this podcast going to be a strictly Christian podcast in the future? For now, not. I'm still here to document my journey. Like I said, I'm ready to open up way more about my spiritual journey. And this is something that is just a part of me that I was already speaking about before. It's not going to be a podcast where I will bombard you with Bible verses or something, because I'm being very honest with you guys. Like, I'm not this far. Like, I just started reading the Bible like a few weeks ago. I'm still in the very beginning of my own spiritual journey. And I believe that God wants me to create a space that is for everyone. Because at the end of the day, maybe you also hear it before, especially if you're Christian, God wants us to collect the lost sheep. So, and no matter in which situation you are, no matter what faith system you have, no matter if you believe in the Islam, no matter if you believe in Christianity, no matter if you believe in the universe, this podcast should be a survival guide for everyone that is looking for hope, is looking for a better life. And I'm going to, like I said, document my journey like before, just with a few more examples about my spiritual journey, because like I said, God is guiding me through every single situation in my life, like every single situation in my life. Like, that's not even a joke. And if you think the story with the girl in the church was already amazing, you don't know what type of miracles I will share with you guys. So, and this is the way how I would love to structure or restructure the podcast. We will still talk about personal development, about business, about networking, about relationships. I will still tell you so many different stories, things that happens in my life, with the encounters, of course, that I also make with God. So, and like I said, it's a safe space for you, no matter in which situations you are right now. And one thing that I want to make sure is, may the Lord guide you through whatever is for you and whatever is not for you. So if you feel like some of the things that I'm sharing here with you are not right, then that's totally fine. But if you think, hey, they're absolutely right, and I also believe in the same thing, that's also absolutely okay. So I'm just here to share you guys all the things that I made wrong. I'm not here to tell you what you do wrong. I'm here to tell you what I made wrong and what I learned from it. And you can take whatever feels right for you at the end of the day. So my mission is here simply to bring awareness, love, and support. So, and I'm also not going to change the name of the podcast, because one thing that I just wanted to share here at the end, what's very funny when you look the way how God is planning things for you, the name of the podcast, as we know, is Own It. So, and when we think about the spiritual perspective, like, God literally planted the dream for you for a reason. Like I said in the beginning, if you would not have to desire it, it would not be for you, but you have the desire. So it's meant for you and it's waiting for you. And everything you desire, everything that is meant for you, is already there in the spiritual world. You just need to go and get it. You just need to own it. You need to own the things that God literally placed you already in front of your feet. So, and therefore, I believe that this is still a beautiful name for the podcast. And I think that God literally talk through this too, and it's crazy when you think about it. He was like, no, we are going to keep that name because it's fire. And I'm so here for it. So therefore, the motto of this podcast is still Own It. Wish you to go and get it, whatever is out there. I will definitely talk about faith. I will definitely talk about personal development, about relationship. I have so many good topics for you and so many learnings. And I'm so excited for it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and see you in the next one.